Welcome to the pregame show. High school football is just around the corner here on Sunny 101.3. First, we sit down with the head coaches to get their thoughts on tonight's matchup. We send it now to Sunny's John Nixon.
It's time now for high school football, the Peru State College game of the week on this Thursday night. Six-man football tonight on Sunny 101.3. It will be Franklin at Pawnee City, the number 8-ranked Pawnee City Indians hosting Franklin. Both teams, this is their first game, season opener. They didn't play in week one, so they start the season tonight. Pawnee City glad to be at home. Franklin, about a three-hour ride on the bus to Pawnee City. Two teams match up in an important early season game. Franklin went 8-1 last year and got a win in the playoffs. Pawnee City also got in the playoffs and made some noise last year. They've got a lot of different players coming back this year and in different positions for some of them, so we'll see what Coach Scott Brumbaugh has in mind. I had a chance to visit with him earlier this week about tonight's matchup. We'll come back. We'll talk with Coach Scott Brumbaugh, head coach of the Pawnee City Indians, after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is hosting an on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September the 20th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. in the Max Rassman Conference Room. To make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org and enter CMCFC or call Linda at 402-245-6704. Let's save some lives together. Schedule your appointment today at redcrossblood.org, entering CMCFC, or call Linda at the Community Medical Center in Falls City with this on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September 20th, between 10 and 3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
It's time now to visit with Pawnee City Coach Scott Brumbaugh as Pawnee City gets ready for the season opener here tonight at home. Coach, always nice to have that first game of the season at home.
It'd be a nice one, especially with Franklin coming in. If we would have had to, you know, go to them, it would have been a nice three-hour trip probably. So it is nice to start this first one out at home.
And it's, as you said earlier this week in the coaches' show, it's a tough way to start. Franklin, a good team coming off last year.
Very respectable. Return a lot of kids. They graduated off two. So this is going to be a tough one. It should be exciting. We tried to talk to the boys about it, and we kind of compare it to, like, starting off last year with McCool. We got to come out and, you know, we got to get on this thing early and get control and kind of put us in the driver's seat for the rest of the night.
As far as Franklin, you told me earlier this week they've got a brand new coach, so that kind of, you never know what to expect when you get a new coach for sure.
It makes things difficult on our side. We have no idea what they're going to run, makes it hard to prepare for or even prepare the kids coming into the very first week. And like we told our kids, I mean, they know what we're going to do. There's no secret to what we're going to try to do. We're going to pick up hopefully right where we left off last year. So they're going to be well prepared for us, and it's kind of a guessing game to get started for ourselves. So makes it difficult, but I think our kids will be ready, and you know, this is what makes it fun. We're going to see what we can do.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the quarterback position this year for Pawnee City. You graduated last year's starter, and this year a much different look at quarterback.
Right. You know, we graduated Simon last year, and he did great for us. He threw for over 900 yards, and, you know, we'll bring in Justin to replace him. So, you know, Justin Pierce is not near as big, but Justin does a lot of great things. He's kind of got that street ball mentality in him. You know, he played flag football when he was little where the other ones played tackle, so he's kind of got that a little better understanding of six-man and just kind of that it's got to come out quick. You know, because you don't have a whole lot of time. So he's got that in him, and he makes a lot of good decisions. We were starting to see that last year, and you know, he moves around better, so we're going to try to use that to our advantage. So I'm really looking forward to see what he's going to do tonight, you know, because I really think we're going to see a lot of good things out of him.
As you mentioned, for the folks that are tuning in here and don't know, it's a six-man football game. Some different rules, it kind of takes the option out of the – there's no option game for this contest now, six-man, is there?
There is, but it's very, very difficult, so you rarely see it. You know, and that mobile quarterback, it's nice to have, but at the same time, you don't get to use them as mm-hmm. like you do an 8-man and 11-man, you know, since that quarterback doesn't get a run. So that makes it a little bit more difficult when you – have a very mobile quarterback. It kind of takes that advantage away from you a little. So, but like I said, we've kind of designed some things to hopefully use that to our advantage, and we hope to take advantage of them tonight.
Andy Maloli is no secret. He's a couple of years in a row with 1,000 yards or more running the football. I'm sure we'll get a good dose of him tonight and throughout the season.
Yeah, we're hoping Andy shows up and has a great game. You know, I'm excited to see him this year. He's put on about 20 pounds. And if you get a good look at him, it's 20 pounds of pretty good muscle. So I think as well as he ran last year, he's just going to be even stronger this year.
And as far as let's talk about the line a little bit, you don't get much done without an offensive line.
Yep, no offensive line for the most part except your center. You know, we return our center from last year, Joey Martini, and he did great going down the stretch and came up big in the Red Cloud game. You know, since he's eligible and can catch, he's got good hands, and he's put in a lot of work this summer as well, and he's only going to be better. So we're excited with him, and you know, if we do kind of go to a tight set, you know, we were going to kind of switch centers up and use him kind of like a blocking guard. So, you know, you won't just see him at center this year probably like you did mm-hmm. last year.
Mm-hmm. If you would, I guess just a couple of keys of the game. Things are going well tonight for Pawnee City.
For us, our special teams, you know, Simon was a big loss, not only his quarterback, but he did everything in the special teams. You know, he was our punter. He was our kickoff guy. He was our extra point guy. And we have to replace that everywhere. So we've really had to work hard at replacing him in the special teams game. It's been a little bit of a challenge at times. At times we're still very shaky with it. So, you know, we got to be pretty smooth with our special teams and can't have a mistake there. We talk about it all the time with the kids because that's a fast – no, that's an easy flip of the game, mm-hmm. you know, if we have a bad mistake there. You know, and the other part is defense. Offensively, I think we're going to be okay with what we have and what we return. And like we told the kids, our defense needs to have a chip on its shoulder. We lost four very talented kids off that defensive side of the ball, and we bring in a lot of younger ones that are talented, but we're just not proven, and we're smaller. So we got to work extra hard and get it done. So the defensive side of the ball is definitely the side that I'm a little bit more nervous about because we're not proven, but I think we'll be fine. I'm hoping our speed will make up for it.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll call it good. Thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
All right, thank you.
Back to more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to U.S. Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At U.S. Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
It's football and family day at Highland Community College on Saturday, September 3rd. Come enjoy the Scotty season opener as they host Butler County at 1 p.m. on the HCC campus. Before the game, take in bounce houses for the kids. Academic fair in the Highland CC bookstore will be open for shopping. So bring the family and kick off the football season Saturday, September 3rd at 1 p.m. at the Highland Community College. More info online at highlandcc.edu.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
It's time for high school football. The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just moments away. We send it now to John Nixon and Randy Gatula.
This school year, keep your children healthy.
Now I lost the feed.
Effects when used for any purpose close to bedtime, especially when it comes to growing kids and teens. Bright lights and... This school year, keep your children healthy by helping them get the sleep they need. Smartphones have several negative effects when used for any purpose close to bedtime, especially when it comes to growing kids and teens. Bright lights and activity lead to less sleep, poor sleep cycles, poor grades, and worse health.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And good evening, everybody, from Pawnee City and the six-man football game, the Peru State College game of the week for this Thursday night, is the Pawnee City Indians, and they are hosting the Franklin Flyers. And my goodness, this is the opener for both of these teams. A lot of the six-man teams didn't play last week in week one. Randy Gatula, I traveled Highway 8 and 136 to Franklin a number of times on one of my favorite activities, going fishing. Let me tell you, it's a long ways to Franklin on a Thursday night or to Pawnee City from Franklin for a high school football game.
Yes, it is. Good evening, John. Good evening, everyone. John, I talked briefly with some of the fans when they showed up here and asked them just how far it was, and he said, to be exact, it's 163 miles and just over 3 hours to get down here. He says, we'd sure like to get home by midnight. We've got school in the morning.
Oh, my.
So that's the bad part about this Thursday night ball game. John, I've had a lot of people ask me, why Thursday night? And People aren't aware, there is an extreme shortage of officials, football referees, in the state of Nebraska right now.
Everywhere.
And yes, and that's all across the state and all across the country. And as a result, some of the schools are actually having to reschedule their games to play on Thursday nights just to be able to find an officiating crew. And that's what's happened here tonight. So Franklin and Pawnee City are going to tee it up here in just a few minutes. We are in Pawnee City for tonight's game, and John and I are seated high above the 40-yard line in an almost press box. They're going to have a really nice press box here. The old one blew away last spring in a windstorm, so they built a new 60-foot-long box with five big booths in it up here. Unfortunately, they had some problems, delays in getting the siding and the roofing materials, so we've got 16-inch centers all around us. It's a nice breeze coming through here and a great view, and the truth is, John, we've been in a lot worse places than this. We've got a great view of the field, a nice breeze coming through the open walls. Roof doesn't have much of a cover to it either, but nothing would break my heart more than if it rained us out here tonight.
Yeah, that would be a shame, wouldn't it?
Sure would.
I actually got rained on. Well, I got sprinkled on when I left Falls City. I was surprised, but
This is the first of a big weekend of football that we have for you here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. Tonight we're here in Pawnee City, the Franklin Flyers, the Pawnee City Indians. Tomorrow night, John, you're going to be on the road over on our sister station KTNC. The Falls City Tigers travel out to take on the Fairbury Jeffs. Meanwhile, Lucas Freshel and I will be headed up to Conestoga, and we'll be on the air tomorrow night at 7 o'clock kickoff here on Sunny as the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds take on the Conestoga Cougars. Then on Saturday, it's a 2:30 kickoff, I believe, right, for Nebraska football?
I believe so.
As they're playing North Dakota, 2:30 kickoff. I never did get that from you, John.
12:30.
12:30.
2 hours before.
2 hours before, and that game will be heard on KTNC. 12:30 a.m., 107.1 FM, and, of course, all of our high school games can be heard online at mscsports.net. We'll step aside and take a two-minute timeout here, then we'll come back and have a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. Live from Pawnee City, you're listening to Indians Football on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
The answer is yes, SBS. Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at Pawnee City, getting set for six-man football tonight, John. The Pawnee City Indians and the Franklin Flyers. Let's take a look now at the offensive starting lineups, all six of them here. First of all, for the Franklin Flyers, interesting, John, that most lineups in the six-man version of the game list a couple of wide receivers and a center. Franklin lists a pair of guards, so that'll be different.
But they can catch it.
Yep, at center, Tucker Rose is a senior. senior. He's 6'3". They didn't give us weight, so we'll just treat him like basketball players. The right guard is Isaac Hack. He's a 6'3" freshman. At the left guard is Matt Ayers. Ayers, 6'1", and a senior. They do have a wide receiver listed. That's Grant Hauserman. Hauserman is a 5'9" junior. At the quarterback is Keller Tuig. Tuig, 5'9", and a junior. And the running back is Zayden Wilsey. Wilsey, a 5'8" sophomore. The Franklin Flyers, we believe, went 8-1 last year and made the playoffs. They've got a pretty steady group of ball players out there, so this could be quite a challenge tonight for the Franklin or for the Pawnee City Indians. The Flyers are coached by Coach Anthony Campana. For the Pawnee City Indians, starting for Coach Scott Brumbaugh at center, Joey Martini. Martini, 230 pounds and a junior. The ends will be Anthony Kling. He's a 165-pound sophomore. And Hunter Johnson. Johnson, a senior, at 170. In the backfield, the quarterback is Justin Pierce. Pierce, 130-pound junior. The running back is Andy Maloli. Maloli, 190 and a senior. He's a big boy out there. And the running back is Jet Farwell, a 155-pound sophomore. And you got to love that name for your running back. They call him Jet.
Mm-hmm.
Jet Farwell, a sophomore, 155, is the running back. Pawnee City Indians and the Franklin Flyers. John, we should talk a little bit here for our listeners who maybe are not familiar with the six-man game, so they don't think that we're smoking something up here. It's not first and 10. It's first and 15.
Right.
Go ahead.
I didn't look this up.
Okay, the scoring.
The extra points.
Okay, scoring. If you kick it, it's two. If you run it in, it's one.
Mm-hmm.
Touchdowns, just like the rest of the games, are six. But here's another little caveat. If you kick a field goal, it's four.
That's right. I forgot that one.
Yeah.
I forgot that one.
So things are a little bit different in the six-man game. So when you hear us say about first and 15 and there hasn't been a previous penalty, well, that's just because that's what's happening out here.
And if you hear us say they're running the option, they can't do that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The first person that the ball is snapped to is not allowed to advance the ball across the line of scrimmage. He has to either hand it off or pitch it or pass it to another player. So you can't just have a scat back that can run like lightning, snap it to him and let him run to the corner. That's just not going to happen in this game. So a lot of little intricacies into this six-man game that we don't normally see in playing 8-man or 11-man. So John and I are going to have to recalibrate just a little bit here, coming from the Auburn Boys game last Friday night to 6-man. But my experience with 6-man football, as limited as it has been, that it's an awful lot of fun, John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only time I've seen it, I did a game here last year for Pawnee City. I talked to Coach Brumbaugh. He was talking about Andy Maloli. Back-to-back 1,000-plus yard season, he said, he worked hard in the offseason. He said he's about 20 pounds heavier and just as fast this year. So they're hoping for big things from him.
Well, 190-pound running back coming out here at you against this six-man defense.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that I guess it goes without saying, anybody that follows football, is obviously open field tackling is the key in this game. You've got to be able to tackle in the open field because that's what 90% of these tackles are in a six-man game.
It certainly is. I was doing a little scouting of old six-man football players today. I ran into one at lunch. He said, "We played six-man football at Sacred Heart." When I said 1 year, I said, "I think it's a senior." He said, "We went up and we played two eight-man games." He said, "Boy, you talk about a difference going from six to eight in the middle of the season." But I hope I still call him Mr. Aiken. One of my old teachers played six-man game. I know another guy.
Be careful using that old. He may be listening.
I'm sure he probably is because I talked to him about it today, and he loves to listen to football on the radio, and he's one of our favorite listeners. So we are coming up here toward the kickoff in a little bit. One thing I can't figure out, Pawnee City is wearing, they're home, they can wear what they want, they're wearing the black. This is not the night I'd want to be wearing the black uniform.
No, not at all. Normally your home team wears the white, but that's not the case. The Flyers are in white uniforms, red numerals, black pants, Pawnee City, all black. Black jerseys, black pants, and white numerals on those jerseys. So that's what we're going to be dealing with. Also an interesting thing that's going to challenge us old guys here, John, both quarterbacks wearing number 5 tonight. And once I get Justin Pierce number 5 ingrained in my brain, it's going to be hard to switch over to Keller Tuig. That's what we've got here. they're both wearing the number 5 jerseys. I believe we're going to have time for a timeout here before we come back to kick it off. So we're going to step aside now for a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with the opening kickoff. The Franklin Flyers, the Pawnee City Indians, 6-man high school football coming your way live tonight right here on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 at Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
To Pawnee City. You joined us for the tail end of our national anthem here at Pawnee City High School. I'm Randy Gatula, seated alongside John Nixon as we're getting set for high school football once again here on Sunny 101.3. Reminder, this is a special Thursday night edition of high school football. Tomorrow night, John will be in Fairbury with the Falls City Tigers over on KTNC. Here on Sunny 101.3, Lucas Freshall and I will be up at Murray, Nebraska, Conestoga High School as the Cougars will be hosting Johnson County Central. So that's what we have on tap for you tomorrow evening. John, we had the coin toss, and it was won by Franklin, and the Flyers decided to defer their decision to the second half, so Pawnee City is going to take the football, and the Indians are going to receive to our left to the east here, and they're going to be going into that setting sun, going from our left to right here, from east to west as we're seated on the north side of the field in Pawnee City. Brand new press box under construction. We climbed up a 12-foot ladder and found ourselves up here on the 12 on the 14th floor. And
4 and 12.
Nice thing about it, they couldn't get the siding to put up, so we've got 16-inch studded walls all around us here on 16-inch centers, which makes for a nice breeze coming in here on a warm evening.
Yes, it does.
First of September, we're moved into the month of September after a long, hot, dry August, and I'm ready for some moisture out here. We're ready to kick it off, and here with your first quarter of play-by-play, Sunny 101.3's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Zayden Wilsey ready to kick it off. He tees it up at the 30-yard line. The boot going to hit at the 18 and skid out of bounds on that far side of the field, the south side. And the procedure call on the kickoff. And what will Pawnee City do? They'd love to get Maloney the football.
They may make him kick it over here. John, we touched on some of the rules, the differences in the game here for six-man. One of the things we did mention, the six-man game is played on an 80-yard field, just the same as eight-man football. So the 40-yard line is the center line here, and that's where we're seated. So we couldn't ask for a much better spot, John.
No.
I was actually, you're on about the 38.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I was, you know, I felt last week in the kickoff of Boys Town, I remember saying distinctly, they got the ball teed up at the 45-yard line. I was talking to Coach Jansen, so he says, we didn't even catch that until after the game on the film. They kicked off from the wrong yard line. Here's a roller picked up at the 31-yard line, 35-40, and Pawnee City will have it back across midfield. And that was Jet Farwell down to the 34-yard line of Franklin to start their first possession of the ball game.
Boy, John, the Indians with outstanding field position on this very first possession. They're at the 34. They're over the football in a hurry, and they're ready to go to work.
All right, the quarterback for Pawnee City, I get the right page here, Justin Pierce, 130-pound junior. And we're looking out there last year, their quarterback was Simon Osborne, about 6'6", about 240. So we get about half-size quarterback. But I hear he's a kind of talent. He'll pitch the ball back to Maloney running the right side. Got a good block. Breaks a tackle, and he stepped out of bounds, or did he? Yes, he did. Inside the 30 and on the 25-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 9, bringing up second and about 6.
He was ran out of bounds over here by Tucker Rose, the big center on offense. Rose, a 6'3" senior, shoved him out over there. I like the good acceleration down this right sideline, though, there by Maloney. That's that speed you were talking about in the pregame.
I like the fact he's on this side of the field.
Yeah.
All right, we come over the football at Pawnee City again. They'll split two receivers outright, or to right and left. Three men in the backfield this time. Snap goes back, and a flag flies by the official. Procedure against Pawnee City will back him up 5.
Now we had some movement up there. That's an interesting set, John. Three people in the backfield, Pierce and Farwell, are standing side by side like twin quarterbacks attached at the hip there, and you're not sure who the ball's going to be snapped to.
So now it's third down or second down and 10. And here we go. It's actually 11, isn't it? All right. Toss it back. Maloney will try the left side this time. Pierce gets out in front of him as a blocker, and he dropped the football. He went to turn the corner. The ball came out of his hand. I don't think he got hit. And Franklin has the ball.
I believe Ayers is the man that came up with the fumble recovery. The ball just popped out of his arms there at about the 23-yard line. So Franklin gets the first break of the ball game here with the turnover. Pawnee City on their first possession, turning it over on the fumble. And the Flyers will start first and 10, their own 23-yard line, 9:41 left to play in the first period here at Pawnee City.
Well, that's unfortunate for Pawnee City. There's, as Randy said, 9:41 to go here. And timeout Pawnee City to talk it over. We'll take a break. No score early on here at Pawnee City. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
First down, 15 to go for the Franklin Flyers. They've got a brand new coach this year, Anthony Campana. He's the head coach this year. And now they will line it up. A quarterback beside him is a back and another back behind him in kind of an eye. It's kind of a power eye. They'll run it to the left side. They'll pitch the ball out there. With it is Wilsey, and Wilsey is hit, and he is dropped for a 3-yard loss on the play.
Boy, Andy Maloney came across the line of scrimmage like he owned that territory and said, not on my watch. There for the hit, loss of 2 on the play, puts the ball back to the 21, and now suddenly 2nd and 17, John. Oh. It doesn't take long to get into 2nd and long, does it?
No, that was a effective timeout. So Pawnee City, they've got two defensive linemen
a linebacker and kind of three defensive backs the way they're set up. This time it's a quarterback with a running back behind him. A flag flies before they get the play going. Procedural make it second down and about 22.
Grant Hauserman got a little over-anxious over here. The split-out wide receiver to the left side, and he was moving 5 yards. And, wow, suddenly look at that. Third down and a quarter of a mile.
Really, yeah, clear back to the 16-yard line now. They have to get to the 38. All right, quarterback in the gun. They'll toss it back to the running back. He wants to throw. He scrambles right. Now he's going to tuck it. He's going to run. Maloli grabbed him. He got away, but pushed out of bounds on the far side, and a late hit out of bounds over there. Pawnee City, a couple of players maybe hit him by the time he got out of bounds.
Now, there were three players in on the tackle. Maloli was the primary tackler, and he had taken care of business. He had driven him out of bounds, and then, unfortunately, two other players came over and got a hit. And, John, I got to call it like it was. It was well out of bounds over there on the far side, and that'll be a big penalty against the Indians. And so they had Franklin down in long yardage territory, but this personal foul is going to be enough to get him a first down and take the ball all the way out to the 39-yard line.
So first down of the game by penalty, and now the ball is running to the 39-yard line. Split. The quarterback under center this time, hand the ball off, running the right side is going to be Grant Hauserman. He tries to bucket across that right side line, and he'll pick up short yardage, maybe two on the play.
Anthony Kling on the tackle there for the Pawnee City Indians. There's something you don't see a lot of in six-man. The quarterback was up hands under center that time.
I was looking for him. There's two guys back there, and there he is. Okay. So from Pawnee City, the ball will be spotted down about the 38-yard line. This time, two wide receivers come left. One goes to the right. The center, lone man on the line of scrimmage, will snap the ball back behind the quarterback, toss it back there. That's Wilsey with it, looking. Now he's going to tuck it and run to the left side. And he is hit, and he lost everything they gained on the previous play, plus another yard, I think a loss of about 3 or 4.
Andy Maloli just literally ran through the ball carrier, John.
Goodness.
As he came to the left, Wilsey, Maloli just took him back and hit him hard. Also, Jet Farwell was over there to assist on the tackle, but Maloli with the primary contact, and he doesn't just tackle, he punishes the ball carrier.
He tackles like he enjoys it.
Yeah.
Well, third down and 15 now. Split man wide to the right out there. Let's see, that's somebody else. That's going to be Pete Davis out wide right. Now they've got the two standing next to each other, a quarterback. They'll snap it back to Wilsey this time, and he hands the ball off to Tuick, who was the quarterback, and he gets inside the Pawnee 35 and pushed out of bounds, well short of the first down.
He was escorted out of bounds courtesy of Andy Maloli once again. Maloli's kind of everywhere the ball is, and he's the man that pushes him out. Knocked out of bounds around the 32. Still going to bring up third down and about 6 yards to go here.
A gain of about 9 on that play.
Clock down to 7:11 to go here now in the first quarter. No score at Pawnee City. Pawnee City Indians and the Franklin Flyers on your Peru State College game of the week.
I'm guessing we won't have a lot of passing in this one. Fourth down, too close to punt from the Pawnee 33. Snap it back to the quarterback, Tuick. Runs to the right side, tosses the ball to Wilsey, and he is taken down short of the line of scrimmage. It'll be Pawnee City ball.
Well, I like some of this open field tackling that I'm seeing from Pawnee City. That was Anthony Kling, 165-pound sophomore, that went over there and made a nice open field tackle. So the Pawnee City Indians have held on defense. They'll take over with 7:05 to play here in the first quarter at Pawnee City. They'll have it first and 10 from their own 33-yard line. My name is Randy Gatula. That's John Nixon describing the game for you tonight here on Sunny.
Pawnee City lines them up, first and 10, and they run to the right side. Pierce tosses it back there, different back in there this time. That's Anthony Kling, and Anthony Kling running hard across the 40 and to about the 38.5 of Franklin.
Tucker Rose was there to make the tackle, but I'll tell you, Kling did a good job of getting away from the first would-be tackler. Kind of ran right through him. Then Tucker Rose, the big man, 6'3" senior, I'm going to guess he's got to weigh a couple hundred pounds, came up and got the tackle.
Second down and around, well, he get, what, 5, 6, got 7 there, second and about 8. This time there's a flag going down as the Kling runs to the left side, breaks a tackle, breaks another tackle, fights forward close to the first down, but there's a penalty, although they didn't stop the play. I'll be interested to see what the penalty flag is for.
Tucker Rose again there to make the tackle. Their big man on the defensive line. Rose came over and got the hit. He's very close to first down yardage. We'll have to see what this penalty is going to be. Illegal procedure. Why'd they let the play go?
I don't know.
It's going to be against the Indians, and that's going to negate a nice job of running the football by Anthony Kling. Kling running tough there in place of Andy Maloli right now in the backfield.
Should be about second and 13.
Now, this is going to back them way up.
Wow, that's the ball was on the 38.
Yeah.
And they took him back across midfield to the 34.
Yeah, second and 15.
7-yard penalty, okay. Quarterback Justin Pierce looking to throw. He does, and that was Hunter Johnson, had to go off his outstretched hand at about the 20-yard line. It'll bring up fourth and long for the Indians.
I hate to pick on a kid, but Hunter Johnson just needed to keep running. He stopped, and then the ball ended up being just out of reach, overthrown. One more stride, and that one would have had six on it, John.
6:04 to go in the first quarter here. Justin Pierce comes over, gets the play from the sideline. If your spotting chart looks like the one I made, just toss it. Because
yeah, I know.
People are not where I thought they were necessarily going to be. So this time, dot in the eye will be Andy Maloli again. Trips right, if that's such a formation in a six-man game. And the quarterback rolls Pierce. Look, he's got a man wide open, and the ball is fluttering. The man adjusts, catching it, Anthony Kling, and he's racing for the end zone, and he is down short at about the 1.5-yard line.
That ball just was hanging up there forever. The defender didn't turn around in time to realize what was happening. Anthony Kling did a great job of coming back and waiting and waiting and waiting for that ball to come down. Made the catch, got ran down. They're going to put it at the 1-yard line, John. That's where they mark it. First and goal. Well, not a real pretty pass, but very effective.
No, it was
up for grabs.
Literally a duck.
Yeah. The defender just didn't get turned around in time to see where the ball was.
A great adjustment by Kling to come back and help out his teammate and get it. And we've got another timeout called by Pawnee City. An important spot here on first and goal. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Coming back to Pawnee City, 5 minutes, 36 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Pawnee. No score in the contest. The Indians are down here threatening. They have the football first and goal at the 1-yard line after that long pass from Justin Pierce to Anthony Kling. Kling had to come back for it, but he made the most of it and got it all the way to the 1. Here we go, John.
Kling lines up in the tailback spot this time. Maloli, kind of a wing on the right side. The quarterback takes it, pitches it back, and Kling runs straight forward, and he did not make it.
Boy, he's laying on the goal line with the ball.
He came down sideways, Lorraine, and he moved.
They put Andy Maloli as a running back set behind the center to the right side to block up there. Good pursuit on the part of the Flyers to hold him out of there. Second goal.
Try it again. Maloli this time will dot the top of the eye. And he is literally 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Pierce will pitch it back to Maloli. He's got a head of steam up, and he gets hit at about the 2-yard line. Just brushes that off, and he rolls into the end zone for the first score of the game. Pawnee City up now 6-0.
That score coming with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And Andy Maloli carries in from 1 yard out. Yeah, that's interesting in this six-man game how you set 10 yards back. Oh, look, they're going to kick it for two here.
The kicker is Anthony Kling. Holding it, Justin Pierce. And we got offsides against the Flyers. So that'll be a half the distance. They'll even move it. I guess you could decline if you're Pawnee City because you're kicking from the short grass.
All right, we'll try this again. Snap is good. The kick is up. And was it high enough? Yes, it was. Pawnee City comes up with the two-point conversion. They lead it 8-0. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Scoring Drive Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect or Weston Witt. At Pawnee City, Scoring Drive took five plays, covered 46 yards. It was capped off by a one-yard touchdown carry by Andy Maloli. Anthony Kling kicked the two-point conversion, and Pawnee City goes up 8-0. And that touchdown incidentally set up on that long pass from Justin Pierce that was complete to Anthony Kling. This Scoring Drive Recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City.
Ready to kick it away is the Pawnee City Indians into that bright sun. It's an end-over-end kick. And the running back grabs it about the five-yard line. Coming up the field will be Wilsey. Starts right, runs left. Was there a face mask there, Andy?
No flag.
Down at the 16. The official was right there. He must not have got him. He returns it about 6 yards, it turns out.
Jet Farwell there on the tackle for the Indians. Farwell makes a stop. And the Flyers will start first and 10 just outside their own 15. I'm sorry, first and 15 just outside their own 15-yard line.
Yeah.
Just have to, like my little navigation lady in my pickup says, recalculating.
Turn around now. All right, this time the running back lines up on the line of scrimmage. The quarterback is back there by himself. That's Tuig. And an inside handoff or a snap. He come in motion with the football with Grant Hauserman, and he'll have a yard, maybe two, on the play.
Maloli over there on the tackle, also in the stop for Pawnee City was Joey Martini. Did you notice that the Indians had four people in on the tackle? That's pretty darn good pursuit to the football.
They have played excellent defense to this point, I will say that.
Anytime
sure.
You can get two-thirds of your team over there to meet the ball at the line of scrimmage, you're doing something right on defense.
True enough. This time, quarterback under center, the backs are split. Snap it back, and now they toss the ball back to Wilsey, and Wilsey is hit and dropped. He'll lose the two they got on the previous play, trying that right side.
Jet Farwell again in there making the tackle. Farwell, just a sophomore, John, 155 pounds, but he's showing some really good speed in getting to the football. Makes the stop. Just outside the 15, about the 16 now.
So third down and 15 to go. Pawnee City on the defense here, leading 8-0 as the clock moves at 3:40 this first quarter. Split men, two to the right, one to the left, one set back behind the quarterback. And the quarterback, here comes a man in motion, and they snap it back. They toss it back to Wilsey, runs the right side and tripped up out across the 20 to the 21.
Joey Martini gave him a big old shove out of bounds, and, boy, shoved him halfway to Summerfield over there in the southwest corner.
Gain of two. Fourth down and 13 yards to go.
I'm impressed with this Pawnee City
yes.
team, the way they've come out against what's been a pretty good Franklin Fire football team in recent years.
Well, they're ranked number 6 or 8, I forget which, but, you know, the ratings don't mean a lot, though. Snap it to the quarterback. He'll toss it back to the punter, and Kling is deep. The ball hits across midfield and skids out of bounds at the Pawnee City 35-yard line.
Well, again, the Indians are going to start with reasonable good field position, first and 15 from their own 35-yard line. 3 minutes, 16 seconds to play in the first quarter. If you're just tuning into this special edition of Thursday Night Football, the Peru State College Game of the Week, the Indians and the Franklin Flyers playing tonight here in Pawnee City. Pawnee City up 8-0.
So the Indians come over the football. They're led over the ball here by their center, Joey Martini. And they've got three men in the backfield.
snap it back, and they toss the ball back there with it. Jeff Farwell to the right sideline. They've got him around the shoulder pads and the jersey, and he'll be all the way down to the Franklin 20-yard line.
Grant Hauserman made the tackle and finally got him out of bounds at the 20. Great job of running the football there, coming around the right side by Jet Farwell. Andy Maloli was out there leading the blocking for him. And, you know, when you got a running back like Maloli that's fast and weighs 190 pounds, it's not a bad idea to have him go out there and destroy the first one or two tacklers to make room for Farwell to get down that sideline.
Yeah, he may have put enough muscle on this summer to make himself a blocking back.
If you're a defender, you got to think twice about running up there into him again.
All right, toss the ball back once again. Jet Farwell, he'll try the middle this time, and he'll have short yardage from the 20 down to around the 17.
This time, big old Tucker Rose just kind of bulldogged him down, got him around the neck, and wrestled him to the turf. Wish I had a weight here for Rose. He's listed as a 6'3" senior, but just looking at the young man's stature, he's got to be well over 200 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty solid.
Coming over to the sideline, Justin Pierce getting the play call from Coach Scott Brumbaugh. Head over the football now. We'll split Anthony Kling to the left, to the right side, Hunter Johnson. And they've got two backs in the backfield of the quarterback. And they run the ball. There's a flag. Maloli trying the left side. Maloli, he'll be down close to a first down, but you would have to believe that's going to be procedure again.
Probably so. Yeah, Maloli running tough around the end over there. Getting the tackle on him was Zayden Wilsey. Justin Pierce, the quarterback, 130-pound junior. He's quite a bass fisherman also, John. Had him out to the farm catching some largemouth this summer, back when we still had water in the ponds.
Yeah, well, a mere formality, right? Now the procedure call will make it second down and 18, we'll call it. 17, 18, somewhere in there. Second and 17, the clock says. Okay, I'm good with that. Ball's at about the 22-and-a-half-yard line.
Clock running, John, coming up on the two-minute mark to go here in the first quarter in Pawnee City.
Pierce will bring him over the ball in the center of the field. Maloli, the deep man, two receivers left, one to the right, on second and long. Motion man. They'll pitch it back to Maloli. Pierce out in front to block. Maloli cuts back and then cuts in. Cuts back to the left, and he's going to go into the end zone. Touchdown from 23 yards away.
Andy Maloli with his second touchdown of the evening, and a great job of blocking over here on this near side. And then Maloli just reversed his field and went back from right to left. Took it all the way in. The score coming with a minute 37 to play here in this first quarter.
In this six-man game, when the quarterback tosses the ball to a back, he becomes a lead blocker, and Pierce at 130 pounds, doing a good job getting in the way, but I'm going to try to kick the extra point. Kling is in. The snap is good. The kick is up. It's a high kick, and it's good. Once again, Pawnee City now up 16-0 over Franklin. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Time for another Scoring Drive recap, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. That scoring drive for the Indians took just three plays to cover 45 yards. It was capped off by a 23-yard touchdown run by Andy Maloli, his second score of the evening. Anthony Kling kicked the two-point conversion, and with 1:37 to play in the first quarter, the Indians are on top, 16-0. Scoring Drive recap, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Ready to boot it away, and the kick is a good end-over-end kick past the back and into the end zone. It rolls, and it'll be
First down and 15 for Franklin, their own 15-yard line.
You know, one of the things we haven't talked about here, John, this east-west field, this time of the year here in Pawnee City, as the sun sets in the west here over the graveyard, I'm telling you, a receiver looking back into that sun, nearly impossible to see a football coming at you right now. It's really a factor as
yes.
you look back to the west. That may be why we haven't seen a lot of the balls being thrown here so far by Franklin.
Could very well be. All right, I'm going to just toss that because they've got more players carrying the ball than I was expecting. Tuig under center, two backs behind him, and he'll turn. He'll give the ball back there. That time, Grant Carrs with it, a junior, and Carrs, he didn't find any more luck than anybody else, didn't appear.
Jet Farwell said, we'll have none of that. Farwell comes over and made a nice hit on him there. You're right, John. The spotting charts are almost useless here. We've got a lot of just about everybody's carrying the football at one time or another.
And they're not always lining up where I thought they were going to be either. So, but that's the nature of this game a little bit, too. But I'll tell you what, this first quarter, I'm impressed with the Pawnee City defense to this point.
Good pursuit to the football, without a doubt.
Now, it's kind of a power eye. The snap could go to one of three players. And the handoff, straightforward. Kehoe carrying the football that time. Grant Hauserman. And he went through the middle, and he got hit and reacted like a pinball.
Andy Maloli is going to be tired tonight when we're done. He is in on just about every stop. Maloli made the solo tackle that time. Good, solid hit after a gain of only about three.
So it'll bring up a third and 13. Clock going to run out here. 24 seconds to go in the quarter.
They don't look like they're in any hurry to run another play here.
They don't look like they're even inclined. They're going to call timeout, though. They didn't have enough clock. So timeout by Franklin. They trail 16 to zip. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC. Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
I'm Nixon back with you in Pawnee City tonight, a special edition of Thursday Night High School Football, the Prue State College Game of the Week here on Sunny 101.3. 17 seconds left to play in the first quarter. The Pawnee City Indians leading the Franklin Flyers 16-0. John, a special welcome to all of our listeners out in the Franklin area listening in tonight at mscsports.net. We shared the website with the folks at Franklin so they could tune in. Over 160 miles to drive down to Pawnee City, so those of you that didn't make the trip, glad to have you tune in with us tonight here on Sunny.
Zayden Wilsey is, I think, in punt formation. They short snap it short and then give it to him. Now he's going to throw it out of the backfield to Tuig. Tuig makes the catch, made a cut, and he'll be short of the first down at the 29-yard line, a gain of 12, but it'll be Pawnee City ball.
It was Justin Pierce to make the tackle on him. Pierce got the stop at the 29-yard line is where they brought him down. That was fourth down a minute ago, right?
That's what I thought.
Now they're showing fourth down across the way, but I thought that was fourth down and 13.
Another timeout on the field. So, that's the end of the quarter. That's the end of the first quarter. 16-0, the lead to the Pawnee City Indians, and we're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Calling all sports fans, high school sports are back. Whatever your favorite sport, we know you will join Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual in supporting all of our local athletes. Auburn Insurance Service is proud to be a part of this community and looks forward to catching all of the sports action this fall. If you want a strong insurance team working for you, call Auburn Insurance Service today at 274-5340 for a quote from Grinnell Mutual and experience our policy of working together.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Down and one at the 29-yard line. We start the second quarter. Keller Tuig sits in a shotgun formation. Single setback is Wilsey behind him. Tuig calls his starting count, has the snap. Back to Wilsey. Wilsey rolls to his right, wants to throw the football to the right sideline. Pass is going to be complete. Down inside the 35-yard line, making the catch down here on the near side is Grant Hauserman, the wide receiver.
Nice catch. They toss it back. And I apologize. I lost a game to play in my mind somewhere. It was not fourth down before. So Franklin with their biggest gain of the night so far.
Now the football spotted at the 33-yard line of Pawnee City. First down and 15 for the Flyers. Tuig is the quarterback. Zayden Wilsey is the running back set behind him. Trips to the left. Three wide receivers left. Tucker Rose the center. Calling his starting count is Tuig. Tuig has the snap, pitches the ball back. Wilsey rolls to the right, now reverses, comes back across field to the left. He's at the 30, the 25, and taken out of bounds inside the 25, down near the 23-yard line.
That would be Mr. Maloli. Again, chasing him down that time and still getting a pretty good, decent hit on the running back.
You could just put that on a loop if you want.
Maloli makes the tackle.
And we could cue that up with a button here. 9:39 to play. Second quarter just underway here in the second period. Pawnee City on top 16-0, but Franklin down here threatening. Second down, 5 yards to go. Second down and about 4 to go, actually. The ball at the 23-yard line. Tuig, the quarterback, puts a man in motion from left to right. That's Hauserman. Now he sets in a slot to the right side of the field. Tuig gets a snap, throws to the right. Hauserman makes a reception at the 20. He's at the 15, down to the 10-yard line, and dropped at the 10, where it'll be first and goal now for the Flyers.
Pawnee had, again, down there on the tackle, Maloli, and getting help out that time from his teammate, Anthony Kling.
Spot the football now on the hash mark in from the right side at the 10-yard line. Franklin going from our left to right, from east to west here at Pawnee City. They have the ball first and goal. Quarterback Keller Tuig comes trotting in, got the play from the sideline. Flyers break the huddle out at the 20, come to the line of scrimmage, first and goal at the 10. Put trips to the right side of the field. Tuig is the quarterback in the shotgun formation. Wilsey sets behind him, has the running back. Tuig calls his starting count. Again, trips to the right side, flips it back. Wilsey looks to the right, looking into the end zone. Now wants to run with the football. He's hit at the 10 and dropped right at the line of scrimmage.
Who?
Good, solid tackle there. Yeah. Who was it? Maloli. Zayden Wilsey, brought down by Maloli, and boy, Maloli hits hard.
He does.
Wilsey, not a big kid. He's 5'8", a sophomore. Doesn't look real big in stature, and he took quite a punishment. He's down on one knee there, John. Kind of feeling the effects of that hit, I think.
Yeah, and it's warm out there on the field, but I believe when we talked about the first quarter, they're going toward the sun now. The receivers are looking back away from the sun, and they've completed 3 passes
in
the drive.
Yeah, they weren't able to throw with that sun in the receiver's eyes. All right, Wilsey in the top of the eye. Tuig is the quarterback. Man goes in motion. That's Hauserman. They flip it back. Running the football is Wilsey. Wilsey's hit at the 5-yard line and dropped there. It'll bring up third down and goal with the football now at the 5 of Pawnee City.
Jet Farwell on the on the tackle that time for the Pawnee City Indians.
7 minutes, 28 seconds to play here in the second quarter, first half at Pawnee City. Thursday night football tonight on Sunny 101.3. 16-0, the Pawnee City Indians leading the Franklin Flyers thus far. Franklin down here threatening, however. Third down and goal. The football is at about the 6-yard line, despite what it says over there on 4 yards to go. Quarterback has a snap inside. Oh, gave it inside to his wide receiver, Grant Hauserman, and Hauserman just got swallowed up immediately. He no more than got the ball on his fingertips, and he had 2 defenders on him, John.
Well, Joey Martini was the first one to hit him. That'll be a loss of 2 on the play and bring up, I think, 4th down.
Yes, 4th down.
Don't go by what I think.
We're going to call it 4th down and 8. We've got a little better angle up here to see the yards than they do down from the tent downstairs, but 4th down and 8 yards to go. The ball just outside the 8-yard line, 6.5 minutes to play, fourth quarter. Big play here. Let's see if the Indian defense can hold them on 4th and goal from the 8-yard line. This time the quarterback, Tuix, that's next to Wilsey. Running back sets behind them. Now a flag is thrown, and that's probably going to be a procedure penalty. No, wait a minute. What do we got here?
Offsides, Pawnee City.
Must have lined up offside.
Half the distance.
I didn't see anybody jumping around there.
He's lined up offsides.
Not the place you want to do that on fourth and goal at the 8. So that moves the ball down to the 4-yard line. Fourth and goal at the 4. Tuig calls the starting count. Snaps the ball back to Wilsey. Wilsey wants to throw over the middle. And it's going to be tackled short of the goal line. The pass was complete, but great defense coming up and making the hit on the receiver. They hit him at the 1, brought him down at the 2. The receiver was Pete Davis, a 5'6" sophomore. He didn't have a chance to get in the end zone, John.
Anthony Kling got there first, put a hit on him, and then he got some help from Jet Farwell.
John, I'm going to repeat what you said a moment ago. Man, am I impressed with this Pawnee City defense thus far. They are really hitting hard. They're everywhere the ball is. First and 10, Pawnee City from their own 1-yard line. 3 running backs deep in their own end zone. They take the snap, pitch it back to the running back, running to his right with room out to the right side. That's Jet Farwell. Farwell to the 25, the 30, 35, midfield the 40, down to the 30, and inside the 30-yard line goes Jet Farwell. What a job. They're going to spot the ball right at the 30 from the 1-yard line out to the 30. How about that? A 49-yard run.
Grant Carrs, Jr., stayed with him, able to catch him and get him down. That was going to be 6 more.
See how quick I did that Elk Creek math?
You did.
Yeah, 49 yards on the carry.
I was impressed.
All the way to the 30-yard line. First and 10 Indians. Justin Pierce is the quarterback. He'll have 2 running backs set back there with him this time. Maloli sets to his right. Farwell sets deep behind him, waiting for the snap. We'll see who they snap it to. Pierce gets the ball, gives back to his trailing back, running the right side. Lots of running room for Anthony Kling. Kling is clear down inside the 15-yard line before he's taken out of bounds. He's going to have enough for another first down, John.
Making the stop this time in there, Grant Hauserman. Hauserman has been on both sides of the ball, and he is going to be worn out the way he's playing ball.
It's going to be first and goal with the football spotted just inside the 15-yard line for the Indians. They lead at 16-0, 5.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Quarterback Justin Pierce, again, 3 backs in the backfield. Pierce has the snap, pitches the ball back again to Anthony Kling. Kling running forward, dragging tacklers with him for short yardage this time. Got a yard or two, not a whole lot more than that. It's going to bring up second down and goal. Ball's going to be spotted at about the 13-yard line now.
We'll see an errors on the stop that time for the Franklin Flyers.
Call it second down and goal at the 13-yard line. The ball just inside the right side hash mark. Pawnee City going right to left from west to east here. Look where that running back is setting back, 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Quarterback Justin Pierce pitches the ball back to his trailing back. That's Kling. No, that's Maloli. Maloli running through tacklers, does not want to be tackled. Did he get in? He's close to the end zone. Maloli was celebrating a touchdown, and they say, no, you touched a knee at about that 1-foot line. They're going to mark the ball inside the 1-yard line. It'll be third down and goal, less than a yard to go here.
I think the way he went down, he landed on his knees before he fell into the end zone. Right, I think it's a good call.
Boy, Maloli running tough there. Here we go, third and goal from the 1-foot line.
Farwell, deep man.
Pierce, the quarterback, Farwell in the top of the what I call an eye here. They give it to Farwell. He goes up the middle, and he's in for the touchdown. Jet Farwell carries in for the touchdown with 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play here. In the second quarter, we'll call it 1 yard, but that's the shortest 1-yard run Mr. Farwell will ever have.
He made a nice move. He had a couple defenders. He had a duck in the backfield, got underneath one, around one, and then he was into the end zone for the touchdown.
Anthony Kling's been kicking these through. He's 2 for 2 tonight. Who's the holder, John?
I believe that is Pierce.
Okay.
Justin.
Anthony Kling, ready to try and kick the 2-point conversion. Ball is down, kick is up, plenty of length, and the kick is good. Pawnee City goes on top 24-0 with 4:10 to play here in the second quarter. You're listening to the Brew State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Five.
for the Pawnee City Indians, and they did it in a hurry.
That's just about as long a drive as you can come up with in this game from 79 yards. Time for another scoring drive recap, and as always, our recaps being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Well, that scoring drive, as John just mentioned, five plays, covered 79 yards, capped off with a one-yard touchdown run by Jet Farwell. Anthony Kling, again, right through the uprights for the two-point conversion kick, and it's 24-0. Pawnee City leading Franklin, 4 minutes and 10 seconds left to play in the first half, second quarter, here at Pawnee City.
Hauserman will be the deep man. He'll stand back at around his own 10-yard line here.
All right, ready to kick the football away as Kling has it teed at the 30. Here's his kick, an end-over-ender. Hauserman chases after it. He'll pick it up at the 10. Starts upfield across the 15. Now hit near the 20, across the 20, and he'll be brought down there. Making the tackle on him for Pawnee City was Kling. Atriu Kling made the tackle that time.
Flag back at the 19-yard line, a block in the back.
And that'll set Franklin back, and they'll have to back him up a little bit farther. Clock shows 4:03 to play here now. In the second quarter, first half at Pawnee City, the Indians have opened up a 24-0 lead. We're playing six-man football tonight, a little bit of a novelty for John and I to cover a six-man game. This has been a lot of fun, though. I kind of like this. It's a good time here. Great evening for football. Might be a little bit warm for the players down on the field, but not a bad night up here in the open-air press box. They haven't got sides on it yet, so we've got a nice breeze coming through the walls. Everything copacetic here, John? All right, the ball is spotted at the 10-yard line. First down, 15 yards to go. They come over the football. There's the snap, goes back. They pitch it to the trailing back, rolling to his right. He gets a pass complete out to the right side to Hauserman. Hauserman is hit down hard, short of the 15-yard line. They brought him down right at the 15 is where they're going to mark it. And Grant Hauserman really kind of paid the price there as he made the reception and got taken down at the 15-yard line. 3 minutes, 40 seconds to go here in the first half. Clock is running. 24-0, Pawnee City on top. For the Flyers, Keller Tuig is the quarterback, 5'9 junior. Tuig brings him to the line of scrimmage, puts wide receivers, air, sets in a slot to the right. Grant Hauserman is the wide receiver to the right side. Tuig calls his count. Hauserman goes in motion. They hand to Hauserman coming from left to right. Hauserman's wrapped up and dropped after he gets the ball out across the 20-yard line, making the tackle on him. Anthony Kling. Kling comes up and makes a stop. The ball marked down at the 22-yard line. It'll bring up third down and a long 3 yards to go for the Franklin Flyers. 3 minutes to play here now in the first half. Again, a big welcome to our Franklin Flyer fans listening in. Say that fast 3 times, John. Franklin Flyer fans listening in tonight on the online at mscsports.net. Glad to have you tuned in. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast here. Here come the Flyers over the football on third down and 3. Hands under center this time for Tuig. Split backs in the backfield. Hand the ball off. They give it to the running back, and that's going to be Hauserman. He stops short of the first down. They drop him at about the 23-yard line. Got a yard or so. That's all. Still going to bring up fourth down and about 2 yards to go, getting the tackle for Pawnee City. Jet Farwell there to make the stop. Clock down to 2:16 and running here.
Jets had a big first half here so far, both sides of the ball.
Fourth down, 3 yards to go. The ball at their own 23, and they're going to come out here, and it's hard to tell in this game. They could still be planning to punt it. You don't know what they're going to do. They're lining up like they're going after it. Tuig is the quarterback, has running backs on either side of him. They are going to run it, hit in the backfield, in trouble, not going to get anywhere near first down. Now we got a flag thrown in. On the carry there for Franklin was Grant Cares and her Cars, and Cars got thrown for a loss.
Anthony Kling got the stop, and Pawnee City is going to decline the penalty.
The Indians are going to get the ball back, and John, they've got time to do some damage in the six-man game. A minute 49 to play here. The football's at the 20-yard line. What a golden opportunity to maybe pad that lead a little bit going into halftime. This could really put an exclamation point on what's been a pretty good half of football here for the Indians. Ball at the 20-yard line, spotted on the hash mark, in from the left side, from the north side. Pawnee going right to left here in Pawnee City. Quarterback Justin Pierce has a single set back behind him, Andy Maloli. Trips set to the right. Martini is the center. They snap the ball back to Pierce. Pierce with the ball, rolls right, pitches back, gives it to
Maloli.
Running back Maloli, and Maloli battles all the way down inside the 15 near the 12-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 8 on the carry. Should bring up second down and 7 to go. Clock running with a minute 34 to play here in the first half.
We got another loop on tackles. Hausman's making a majority of the stops for this Franklin squad.
Second down and about 7 yards to go from the 12-yard line. Justin Pierce. This time, I believe Maloli is set behind him once again with trips to the left as receivers. Pierce fakes to Maloli. Now wants to throw the football. Looking into the end zone. The pass is up. Caught. Touchdown.
Kling.
Anthony Kling with the touchdown catch. The ball was on the 12-yard line. So that will be a 12-yard reception by Anthony Kling for the TD from Pierce to Kling. And the Indians have just opened up a 30-0 lead. Pierce to hold, Kling in to kick. This score came with 1:04 to play here in the second quarter. Waiting for the snap from center for the two-point conversion. Long count. There's a snap. Ball is down. Kick is up. Kick is good. And it's 32-0. Pawnee City on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. John, that was a quick one. Took just two plays to go 20 yards. It was capped off with a 12-yard touchdown pass from Justin Pierce to Anthony Kling. Kling kicked the two-point conversion, and just like that, the Indians are out 32-0 with 1:04 still to play here in the first half. The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Anthony Kling has the ball teed up at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. Who we got back?
Hausman.
Hausman is the deep man, the wide receiver. Kick it end over ender, short. Hausman lets it bounce in front of him, picks it up the 20, bobbles the football, it's loose on the ground. Pawnee City may be on this ball.
Well, if they're not, they should have been.
Boy, the Indians were all around it. The only way they don't have is if somebody tunneled under there and took it away from them.
Oh, Hausman ends up with the football somehow.
I don't know how. Pawnee City was all around it when it popped out of there loose. Hausman got his own fumble back. And they'll mark the ball at the 24-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Franklin. They've got 59 seconds left with which to work. Boy, as quickly as Pawnee City scored on the last possession, if they'd have got that ball, they could have done it again here.
Well, that kickoff hit at the 20-yard line and stopped and then reversed back up the field. I was ready to chase it down.
A lot of backspin on that one.
Yes.
Here we go. Quarterback Keller Tuig has a three backs in the backfield. Tuig takes the snap, rolls to his left, pitches back to his running back, Wilsey. Wilsey found some running room, and he's going to be taken out of bounds across the 30, out near the 33 or 34-yard line. That going out of bounds stops the clock with 53 seconds to go. Boy, Franklin would love desperately here to get something on the board in this final minute. Going into halftime just to get a little bit of a confidence boost.
Another Maloli tackle there.
I don't know if you're adding up tackles or keeping any stats, but boy, Maloli's got a bucket full.
I got enough trouble about doing defense, too.
Second down and 6, the line of scrimmage at the 33-yard line between the hash marks. Franklin over the football. Wilsey is the running back behind Tuig, the quarterback. Snap the ball, inside handoff. They flip it into Grant Hauserman. Hauserman tries to run to his right. He'll have first down yardage. He'll make it out to the 40-yard line before being brought down there, and it'll be a first and 10.
Maloli and Martini get the stop on the little shovel pass.
Grant Hauserman, a little bit slow getting up there again. The thing I've been impressed with here by the Pawnee City defense is not just the efficiency of the tackles, but the enthusiasm is a word, I guess,
yes.
with which they make the tackles. They are enjoying themselves and bringing the ball carriers to the ground.
They've been hitting each other for an extra week with no game on week one.
Tuig calls his starting count on first and 10 at the 40, pitches it back to Wilsey. Wilsey wants to throw the ball deep. He's got a receiver down there. Off his fingertips, the pass intended for Pete Davis. You know what, John? Davis had a step on the defender. The ball was there. He juggled it in his right hand, tipped it with his left hand, and then it just got away from him. He could not gather it in down around the five-yard line.
That's why that football is so funny shaped and does funny things to you, doesn't it?
21 seconds to play here now in the first half. 32-0, Pawnee City. Maybe somewhat surprisingly jumping out to a big lead here on what's been a pretty good Franklin football team in recent years.
Yes.
Tuig is the QB. Wilsey is the running back. Wide receiver Hauserman sits in a slot to the right side of the field. Tuig has the snap, pitches the ball back. Wilsey wants to run with it. Now he turns, going to throw the football downfield. Defenders all around the intended receiver. Pass intercepted, playing with the football at the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30. At the 35-yard line, breaks to his left, got hit and brought down at the 35-yard line. Nice job on the return of the interception. 2 seconds left on the clock. Time to put one more ball up there. Will Pawnee City risk it or just go to the locker room feeling good about being up 32-0?
Well, things are going awfully well.
Timeout taken, Pawnee City. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
FNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
2 seconds remaining on the clock to play in the first half tonight here at Pawnee City. Your Pawnee City Indians are leading the Franklin Flyers 32-0. Indians just now got the ball back courtesy of an interception by Anthony Kling. They have the football first and 15 at their own 35-yard line. Time to put up one long pass here. I would suspect Franklin's going to be playing deep center field here, not to let any receivers get behind them. Quarterback Justin Pierce.
I would expect some sort of chicanery here.
Anthony Kling, they're going to set it in I formation this time. Kling, and I'll check that. Kling sets back behind Pierce. Thought I had a man under center for a minute. Pierce in shotgun formation takes a snap, fakes to Kling, rolls to his left, going to throw deep downfield. He's got a receiver, and the pass completed the 10, the 5, touchdown.
Chet Farwell running right by the defensive backs into the end zone for the touchdown with no time left on the clock in the first half.
A 45-yard touchdown pass complete to Chet Farwell. They did it with 2 seconds showing on the clock, and that is absolutely the worst possible thing that could happen there to the Franklin Flyers to give up yet another score. 38-0. Anthony Kling in to try and kick the conversion. Justin Pierce to hold. Kling is 4-for-4 on kicks, waiting for the snap from center. Into a slight breeze out of the southeast here. Waiting for the snap, long count. Ball is down. Kick is on the way. The kick looks good from here, and it's up and good, and our score goes 40-0. The Pawnee City Indians at the half leading the Franklin Flyers. We're going to step aside and take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our halftime show and a recap and take a look at some first half stats. That's all coming up. You're listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Calling all sports fans, high school sports are back. Whatever your favorite sport, we know you will join Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual in supporting all of our local athletes. Auburn Insurance Service is proud to be a part of this community and looks forward to catching all of the sports action this fall. If you want a strong insurance team working for you, call Auburn Insurance Service today at 274-5340. For a quote from Grinnell Mutual and experience our policy of working together.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought that professional performance home. Gravely Residential Zero Turn Mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare, smarter, easier, and more intuitive controls. We've had 100-plus years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck and put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. Available at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Gravely Mowers will keep you cutting.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours at Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic's extended hours. Starting at 7 a.m.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to Pawnee City. It's halftime. The Pawnee City Indians leading the Franklin Flyers 40-0, and it's time now for our halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from death. Learn more online at highlandcc.edu. Well, it's been all Pawnee City in the first half of this one. The Indians got on the board first with 5 minutes to play in the first period. A one-yard touchdown run by Andy Maloli capped a five-play, 46-yard drive. Anthony Kling kicked the first of what would be five in a row for two-point kick conversion kicks. Keep in mind, when you kick it in six-man, you get 2 points. That made it Pawnee City 8-0. With 1:37 to play in the first period, a 23-yard run again by Andy Maloli capped a three-play, 45-yard drive. Kling's two-point kick made it 16-0. With 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the second quarter, first half, Jet Farwell carried in from 1 yard out. That capped the longest drive of the night, a five-play, 79-yard drive. Kling's kick made it 24-0. With 1:04 to play in the first half, Justin Pierce connected on a 12-yard touchdown pass to Anthony Kling. That drive was just two plays and covered 20 yards. Kling's kick made it 32-0. Then with 2 seconds on the clock, Pawnee City lined up at their own 35-yard line. Justin Pierce rolled to his left and found Jet Farwell on the left sideline, completed the pass. Farwell fought off tacklers and got into the end zone for the TD, a one-play, 45-yard touchdown pass. Justin Pierce to Jet Farwell, Kling's kick once again, and it's 40-0 at halftime. The Pawnee City Indians at this point dominating the Franklin Flyers. This halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more online at highlandcc.edu. It's halftime, 40-0. Pawnee City leading the Franklin Flyers. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, check in with the local weather forecast, then we'll have another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back, and John Nixon will have some first half stats to share with you. That's what's coming up. You're listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. you'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is hosting an on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September the 20th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. in the Max Rathman Conference Room. To make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org and enter CMCFC or call Linda at 402-245-6704. Let's save some lives together. Schedule your appointment today at redcrossblood.org, entering CMCFC, or call Linda at the Community Medical Center in Falls City with this on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September 20th, between 10 and 3.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Clear skies tonight with a low of 65. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 91. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 64. Dry and turning cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid-80s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
It's football and family day at Highland Community College on Saturday, September 3rd. Come enjoy the Scotty season opener as they host Butler County at 1 p.m. on the HCC campus. Before the game, take in bounce houses for the kids. Academic fair in the Highland CC bookstore will be open for shopping. So bring the family and kick off the football season Saturday, September 3rd at 1 p.m. at the Highland Community College. More info online at highlandcc.edu.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's halftime here in Pawnee City. The Pawnee City Indians leading the Franklin Flyers 40-0 at halftime. It is time now for a look at the first half stats. Here's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. In the first half for Pawnee City, Andy Maloli, 6 carries for 57 yards. He had 2 touchdowns in that first half. Justin Pierce, the quarterback, 3 out of 4 passing, 1 or 2 yards and 1 touchdown. He did not have a rushing attempt. We had Jet Farwell, 4 rushes, 78 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 catch for 45 yards and a touchdown. And Anthony Kling, 4 runs, 23 yards, 2 catches for 57 yards in the first half of our ball game here tonight for the Pawnee City Indians. For the Franklin Flyers, their quarterback, Tuig is 6 out of 8 for 55 yards. Well, actually, no, that's not right, because they've had one carry 9 yards, one reception for 12 yards. Wilsey has thrown it 6 of 8 for 55. They've tossed the ball back, and their guy throws it, so they're screwing me up here. And 6 carries, 34 yards for Grant Hauserman. five catches for 40 yards for Hausman. He had done a great job on defense for Franklin here in the first half.
All this halftime information brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home, far from debt. You can learn more online at highlandcc.edu. John, tomorrow night you're going to make the trip out to Fairbury. The Fall City Tigers, they kind of took it on the chin last week. They're going to travel out and take on the Fairbury Jeffs, and that's the one where you drive to Fairbury, but you work the game from Superior? Is that where you...
Well, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, the press box at Fairbury, it's a wonderful, luxurious press box. It's just a long ways from the football field. And John will be out there with the Fall City Tigers tomorrow night. Fairbury Jeff, 7 o'clock kickoff. Lucas Freshel will be joining me for my broadcast here on Sunny 101.3. We'll travel up to Murray, Nebraska with the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, the T-Birds. Coach Ryan Houghton takes his team up to face the Conestoga Cougars. Both of those games kicking off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Pregame show around 6:25, 6:30 thereabouts. The Fairbury Fall City game on our sister station, KTNC. And we'll have the Johnson County Central Conestoga game right here on Sunny 101.3. Then don't forget Saturday afternoon, University of Nebraska football on KTNC. The Cornhuskers taking on North Dakota. 2:30 kickoff. Pregame begins on KTNC at 12:30 Saturday afternoon. You want to be tuned in for that one. We're going to step aside and take one more two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the third quarter kickoff coming up. You're listening to the Brew State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Before heading off to the Husker game in Lincoln, take steps to be healthy so you can enjoy Husker sports all year long. Apply sunscreen before all outside events. Avoid getting overheated. Drink plenty of water. Pack healthy snacks and wear comfortable shoes. That's a big red winning combination. If you prefer watching the game from home, host a game day party. Sports fandom is linked to well-being and happiness in your social life, keeping feelings of loneliness and alienation at bay. Sports help build community. So, go big red. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to Pawnee City High School. It's halftime. Your Pawnee City Indians leading the Franklin Flyers 40-0 at the half. My name is Randy Gatula. Tonight, seated alongside John Nixon in the soon-to-be-completed new press box here at Pawnee City. We appreciate Derek Niss, the activities director here at Pawnee City, for allowing us to kind of break into the press box before it's finished up here. There are no walls and no ceiling, but we're well up high above the 40-yard line. A great view of the field tonight, and we're glad to be here. We appreciate the fine hospitality. Pawnee City set to kick it away. Back deep to return it for Franklin will be Zayden Wilsey. Here's John.
All right, thank you, Randy. Here's the kick. It's a rolling kick, picked up at the 31-yard line, and coming up the field of the football, Pete Davis, and he is met rudely short of the 40 and around the 38.
A
Kling was there to make the hit on him. Also in on the stop, Dawson Wilkinson, just a freshman. Wilkinson got to see a little action there on specialty teams. I wonder, John, I know this is a high-scoring game when you're playing six-man ball, but up 40-0, if this continues, I wonder if we may not see some freshmen getting their jerseys dirty out there tonight.
Well, seven on the sideline here for Pawnee City.
Not much more net across the line,
no.
I think.
I'd see about six. All right, here we go. Snap the ball back. They'll toss it back there to Wilsey. Wilsey's going to throw it, and it's in and out of the hand of his intended receiver, Tucker Rose, center/receiver.
Center eligible.
Yep.
Yep.
No, they're all eligible.
Yeah. Tucker Rose just dropped the football, and if he catches that, he's a big boy. He's probably not going to outrun anybody speed-wise, but he's sure going to run over some folks.
Might run through a couple.
Yeah.
So it'll bring up second down and 15. Clock's right. The down marker. Does that say two over there?
Well,
it's a long ways over there, isn't it, that far sideline? Line him up in the eye. Tuig will take the snap inside his own 35-yard line. He tosses it back there to Wilsey, and he's hit and dropped. Looked like he was going to get away momentarily, but he went to spin, and down he went all the way back at the 26.
All 230 pounds of Joey Martini got back there and found the would-be passer, brought him down. He's shaken up here. We've got, I think, just a Charlie horse is what they're dealing with. They're trying to stretch out that calf muscle. Joey Martini, 230-pound junior, just came firing through there and dropped the would-be passer for a huge loss. The football is spotted back to the 27-yard line, where it's going to bring up third down, about 25, John?
Okay, I'm good with that.
Yeah, third and 25, maybe
from
even 26 possibly.
30, they start out at their own 38. Yeah, they're back to 27 about.
They got to get down to the 28, so.
28 and 26 is about 54. Well, not in this game, though. Here we go. So we've got a new tailback in there. I believe that's Cowie Tuig. Is that who you sold me?
Yeah.
And Coy, they'll give Coy the ball, and Coy got the ball in a short pitch, and he found black jersey defenders as soon as he looked up. He'll be out across the 25 to around the 27-yard line.
Joey Martini, Anthony Kling teamed up to make the tackle on Coy Tuig. Tuig's just a 5'8 freshman in there as the backup. They're trying to get Wilsey walking out that Charlie horse across the way. Fourth down now, 25, 26 yards to go.
It's really much cooler here and more pleasant than I thought it was going to be earlier.
Oh, this breeze is wonderful.
All right, again, toss the ball back there, and they're going to quick kick it, and it might have been partially blocked. The ball hits, and it's going to roll forward across the 35 and stop at the Franklin 39-yard line. And we do have, Randy, running clock here in the second half with the lead of 35 or more for Pawnee City.
Boy, these kids from Franklin just can't catch a break here, John. Down 40-0, and then they have the kick that's either partially blocked or off the side of his foot, and it gives the Indians field position right off the bat on their first possession. They start out in Franklin territory, first and 10 at the 39-yard line. Let's see now what Pawnee City comes up with as Justin Pierce gets the play and comes out to the huddle.
That's one of the things that, you know, gets these scores so high. These kids, you know, are playing six-man football for a reason. They don't have a lot of kids. They don't have a lot of subs to put in. Line him up in that deep eye, sent all the way back at his own 31-yard line. Now toss the ball back there and run to the right side, and carrying over the top is going to be Pawnee City's Maloli, and he's still fighting forward. He's got the first down and more all the way down inside the 25 and around the 23.
It took three tacklers to get him down. Caden Peterman, a freshman, 5'10", finally put the finishing touches on him, but not before he had a big gain on the play. First and 10, Pawnee City. Clock is running, John, with 6:02 to play in the third quarter. We've got a running clock. The Indians on top, 40-0.
All right, the Indians coming over the football again here. First down and 15. Six-man football tonight on Sunday 101.3. Toss it back. Maloli's got wide open field to the left. Good pursuit. Oh, he's going to reverse field. Now it's a race to the other side. He gets to the corner. He turns the corner. He dives for the pylon and touchdown. Kalani City Maloli from 23 yards from the middle of the field to the left sideline, back to the right sideline and into the end zone.
Andy Maloli takes it in with 5 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the third quarter, extends that lead now to 46-0.
Well, Pawnee City having things their own way here right now.
Again, Pierce to hold, cling to kick, John.
Ready to go. Here's, well, there's the snap. Kick is up. Boy, he nailed a line drive there. Through the uprights it goes again. Perfect on the night. 48-0 Pawnee City with 5:33 to go in the third. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. That drive took just 2 plays to go 39 yards. Andy Maloli carried in from 23 yards out. The kick by Kling is good for the 2 with 48-0. Pawnee City on top, 5:33 to play here in the third period. Scoring drive recap brought to you by your good friends Jake, Tasha, and Weston at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
I believe that's Davis back there. Number 1, good kick, maybe the best kick of the night. This one's going to skid all the way back into the end zone, and it'll be 1st and 10 for Franklin at their own 15-yard line.
Yeah, they put Pete Davis back this time to return that one. They had been using Zayden Wilsey, but you remember Wilsey went out with that leg cramp a while ago, and he hasn't been back, I don't believe.
No, I don't believe so either. Well, we're bragging on our facilities here tonight, and it's going to be really nice.
But
Randy
dark.
And I did not think to bring our little headlamps with us were a light. So there may not be a lot more stats tonight.
Two
Randy.
Places we need headlamps, Pawnee City's new press box and Bob Devaney Center when you do state volleyball.
Yeah, absolutely.
They put us up in the rafters there at Devaney, and we're above the floor lights, and you honestly can't see as dark up at the top layer where we broadcast.
Oh, we've got a whole different bunch of offensive players here for Franklin, it looks like. They're going to toss the ball back there, running the ball straight forward to the quarterback with Pete Davis.
Anthony Kling is the man that comes up and makes the tackle. Don't check that. That was Hunter Johnson that got the stop for Pawnee City. Hunter Johnson on the tackle.
And that was Coy Tuig who ran the ball forward for about 3 yards.
Now, we're going to see the subs, what limited number of subs are available. But if you look on the near sideline here, most of the Pawnee City starting defenders are standing here on the sideline. Kling is over here. Maloli's over here. None of them are in the ball game right now.
Well, here come the Flyers over the football. Two running backs behind the quarterback. Run to the right side, carrying the ball straight forward. Going to be the back across the 20, out to the 22. Again, that's Coy Tuig on the carry.
We're going to get a chance to call a lot of new names here. Jesse McLaughlin got the tackle for Pawnee City. Essentially, we're watching JV football, if there is such a thing in 6 men. A lot of subs in the ballgame now. Nice job there on the tackle by Jesse McLaughlin, 150-pound sophomore.
It was a gain of about 5. It's 3rd and 8 at the 23 now. Franklin on their own side of midfield here. 2 backs, 1 to the left of the quarterback, 1 behind him. Davis calls the snap, turns, gives off to Coy Tuig again. Trying the left side and bulldog to the ground over there across the 25 at about the 26.
Over there to get the tackle on him, Dawson Wilkinson, 110-pound freshman. Wilkinson on the stop.
Bring up 4th down at about 4 or 5 here.
Phillip Lane in the ball game now, 145-pound junior defensively.
Each time Franklin has had to punt tonight, they've been forced to snap the ball to the quarterback who turns and then tosses it back to the punter.
Can you not snap the ball directly to the punter?
No, you can, but it's just, yeah. You don't, you know, That's a much overlooked skill.
Yeah.
That long snapping. That's why you see long snappers in the NFL play into their 40s. And there they toss it back. Now they'll pitch it back. And the punt, a little soccer-style punt, rolls inside the 30, the 25, and the 20, and still going. And it rolls dead at the Pawnee City 16-yard line.
Grant Cars is always going to talk about the night he kicked the cover off the football at Pawnee City.
I don't blame him.
Some punt for Cars. He's a 5'9 junior. That ball rolls all the way to the 15-yard line. How many yards did he get out of that one?
Well, from the six, wherever they had, I've lost track. They were inside their own 30, so 10, 20, 30, 35, 36 yards.
Not bad. The ball rolls dead at the 15-yard line.
So from their 15, Pawnee City football.
We're going to wrap this up pretty quickly, John, with that running clock.
Yes, we are.
We've got a minute 35 to play here in the third quarter already, even during this entire time after the punt, while the clock continues to click away.
I see Philip Lane in there, a junior. I see Jesse McLaughlin, a sophomore in the game for Pawnee City. McLaughlin and center now is Hayden Binder.
Hunter Wake is a wide receiver to the left now.
And that trip set, which one is he?
He's far left here.
Okay. I don't think they're going to throw it. Running the ball to the left side, coming around with is McLaughlin. And McLaughlin cuts up inside and out to about the 21-yard line. He'll pick up about six.
Good solid tackle on McLaughlin there, making the stop was Caden Peterman. Peterman in on the stop. Sure is dark up here.
Treyu Kling, a freshman, enters the ball game now.
Good thing we did our memory work while we had daylight and could see our charts, huh?
Yeah, and everybody we memorized is not playing anymore. It's a problem.
Who's your quarterback, John?
Good question. I had it a minute ago. Snap it back that time. Treyu Kling just came into the ball game. He'll turn. He'll pitch the ball back there to McLaughlin again. And Jesse finds not a lot of running room. It'll bring up third down and long.
Jacob Jackson, a freshman, got the tackle there for Franklin. John, you're down to 14 seconds. That was probably the last play of the quarter.
No gain on that play. Pawnee City huddled up. And they're going to come over the ball, but I don't think they're going to have time. That's going to end our third quarter. Pawnee City Indians 48, the Franklin Flyers 0. We're back in Pawnee City after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Pawnee City. We've got a fresh 10 minutes up on the clock, set to move into fourth quarter action here. 48-0, Pawnee City with the lead in the ball game. Indians with the ball. Back to pass. Pass is complete over the middle, and making the catch for the Indians there is Tyler Tegmeyer, 145-pound freshman. Tegmeyer with the reception. He'll get a gain of about 7 on the play. Maybe even give him 8 here. Fourth down. We're going to call it 8 yards to go. The football marked now at the 23-24-yard line. Running clock, 9:36 to go in the ball game. Fourth down punting situation. In to punt the ball for the Indians. I think, is that Kling?
16, I believe so, yes.
Anthony Kling.
Anthony Kling.
Stand at his own 12-yard line to kick the ball away.
Nobody deep for...
Yeah, they don't put anybody back. Kling gets the punt out of there. Ball is going to cross the 40, go out of bounds. They're going to say it goes out of bounds around the 40-yard line. Let's see when the ref walks it back here.
hit his coach right in the foot.
Yeah. Oh, it didn't. Yeah, right to the 40 is where they'll mark it. So that's where the Franklin Flyers will take over the football. First and 10 at the 40. 8 minutes, 49 seconds, running clock. If you're just tuning in, Pawnee City dominating Franklin tonight, up 48-0. We've got a running clock going. We'll try and ID these Franklin ball players. Looks like our quarterback is Pete Davis. Davis has Grant Carrs in the backfield set to his right. Gives the ball, no, off to the left side running back who's got
Coy.
Some running room. That's Coy Kling, and Coy Tuig. And Tuig gets the ball inside the 35 down to the 34-yard line. We talked to Grandma at the gate tonight when she came in, and she wanted to make sure we knew how to say Coy's name.
Glad she did. Dawson Wilkinson in on the tackle for Pawnee City along with Hayden Binder that time.
So it's going to bring up second down and about, what are they moving the chains
about eight.
For some reason here? Second down,
just,
8 or 9 yards
got
to go.
There.
Back to pass, setting up, looking downfield. The receiver's down there. Pass falls incomplete. The receiver and the defenders were kind of tangled up.
Well, the receiver just turned around and had no idea where the ball was.
Pete Davis threw the ball behind the receiver. He didn't know where to look for it.
Really wasn't a bad-looking pass.
Yeah. So the incompletion brings the ball back now to the 34-yard line, third down. Don't forget, tomorrow night, the Fall City Tigers, the Fairbury Jeffs over on KTNC. Here on Sunny 101.3, we'll have Johnson County Central and Conestoga, 7 o'clock kickoff for both games. Third down and 9 yards to go. Davis, the quarterback, has the snap. He drops back to pass, throws the ball over the middle, pass in and out of the hands of his intended receiver. He was looking over there for Sterling Williams. Williams, a sophomore, not able to pull it down. It falls incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down. And again, the ball spotted at the 34-yard line of Pawnee City. John, can we pick up some more of those Pawnee City defenders in there? See if we can. Maybe not.
Get my light out.
Hayden Binder is one of them, a freshman, 220-pounder. He's up on the defensive line.
He's kind of easy to pick out, though, compared to the rest of them.
I can find him. All right, here we go. Fourth down, quarterback. Pete Davis calling a starting count, has a back set behind him. He's back to pass, throws the ball to the right. Pass is going to be complete. First down yardage making the reception.
Isaac Hack,
and Hack has the first down. He'll get the ball inside the 25 down to the 24-yard line, and Pete Davis has got to be feeling pretty good right now. Got a completion. He found Mr. Hack down there.
Philip Lane in the ball game defensively, Randy. Also Jesse McLaughlin in there for Pawnee City. Dawson Wilkinson, we called his number already on a tackle.
Spot the ball at the 24-yard line. Pete Davis has the snap. Fakes to the first man, hands off to a second running back. Running off the left side, we'll see when they unstack him. Carrying the ball that time was Coy Tuig. And Tuig has it all the way down to the 20-yard line. Gain of about 4. They're going to go quickly with no huddle. Davis calls his count, split backs behind him. He's back to pass. Davis drops all the way, deep back. Throws to the right side. Pass in and out of the hands of the receiver. Nearly intercepted down there at the 15-yard line. Pawnee City had a defender in front of it.
Carrs was the intended receiver.
Tyler Tegmeyer was over there defensively. And almost got the intercept, John.
Hunter Wake, a freshman, made that previous tackle on the running play for the Indians.
5:24 to play in the game with the running clock. Again, 48-0. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have some stats for you, limited stats up here in the dark.
First half stats again.
There we go. Third down, 11 yards to go. Davis is the quarterback calling his starting count. Pete Davis puts a man in motion coming from right to left. The snap goes over his head.
Flag.
I think we had a motion procedure penalty going to be called over there against the Flyers. Grant Carrs made a little stutter step toward the line of scrimmage, I think, trying to play a little Canadian football there.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Penalty yardage puts the ball back to the 25-yard line. Inside of 5 minutes to go in the ball game now, 4:48. The Pawnee City Indians are going to open with a convincing win here tonight, leading at 48-0. Pete Davis is your quarterback. He puts two wide receivers to the left, one wide to the right, single setback in the backfield behind him. Davis under pressure. Got rid of the ball, and that'll be called an incompletion, but man, was he under pressure. Who hit him?
I'm waiting for him to turn. Number 9, that's Jesse McLaughlin, 150-pound sophomore. He went to the Malloy School of Defense, apparently.
Oh, he put Pete Davis, knocked him in the next week.
Davis jumped and took a shoulder pad right to the midsection.
Knocked him halfway back to Franklin. That was quite a hit. Here we go. Fourth down, back to pass, Davis. No, setting up. Throwing deep, got a receiver, touchdown.
That is number 13 on the catch, Randy. That is Caden Peterman, a defender, fell down.
I need your light here. How many yards on the pass?
Would have been 25.
Caden Peterson made the reception.
Peterman.
Okay. Sure is dark out.
Yes, it is.
And he said 25 yards.
Yep.
Score coming with 3:54 to play here.
Well, that's about all we're going to know about.
They're going to line up for the single-point conversion. Davis, hands under center, split backs behind him. They run it into the middle, and they're in for the single point. Can you get the ball carrier for me, John?
13 again, yep.
And that would be Peterman again. So Peterman also carries in. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. That scoring drive, a 25-yard pass play, complete from the quarterback Pete Davis to Caden Peterman. Peterman also carried in for the one-point conversion. Makes it 48-7, 3:54 left to play in the ballgame. Pawnee City leading the Franklin Flyers.
All right, back deep will be Jesse McLaughlin for Pawnee City. He'll stand back and run his own 15-yard line. Pawnee City going left to right here in the fourth quarter. The ball goes all the way back to about the 12-yard line.
And the return gets it out across the 25, out near the 26. On that return for Pawnee City, in the dark, I can see
McLaughlin.
Yeah, I can see the number out there, but now I can't see the roster up
right
there.
Eldon Hack made the stop, number 56 for the Pawnee or for the Franklin Flyers. Boy, I look at that uniform, I think that's Pawnee City in the white jersey all the time.
Yeah, I know. All right, our quarterback for Pawnee City is Atreyu Kling. Kling in the shotgun, single set back, set behind him on 1st and 15, has the snap, pitches back to his running back, coming to the right side. He'll have the ball, breaking away the 30, and trips and goes down inside the 30-yard line. Carrying the football that time for Pawnee City was Jesse McLaughlin, and John, he broke open. He got away from all the tacklers, and his momentum just carried him forward, and he fell.
That chalk line at the 35, there's a little too much chalk right there, and I think it tripped him.
I've tripped over a few of those.
You just, you know, that feeling you get when you're running forward, but you're going straight into the ground. Oh, that's what he had right there.
I used to trip over those painted lines on the basketball court. Nice run, though, there by Jesse McLaughlin, the sophomore. He's got the football inside the 30 down to the 26-yard, 27-yard line. That's where they mark it. Clock at 2.5 minutes to go. Quarterback, Atreyu Kling. Calling his starting count on 1st and 15. Hands the ball off, running to the left side is Tyler Techmeyer. Tyler's going to have the ball inside the 25, down near the 24-yard line.
Jack Gladden, a junior, makes the tackle for the Franklin Flyers.
Clock down nearing the 2-minute mark here. Again, 48-7, if you haven't been with us all night. Pawnee City completely dominating the Franklin Flyers tonight here at Pawnee City, getting their season off to a good start. Quarterback Atreyu Kling brings him to the line. Single setback behind him is Jesse McLaughlin. Kling takes the ball, pitches to McLaughlin. He runs to the right side. He'll be hit inside the 25, dropped at about the line of scrimmage near the 24-yard line. Little, if any, gain on the play. It's going to bring up third down, still about 11 or 12 yards to go here.
Jacob Jackson, a freshman, with a nice stop for the Flyers with a minute 25 to go here in the ball game.
Kling comes to the sideline to pick up the play here. Joins his teammates in the huddle at the 30. They break the huddle and come over the football. The running back will be McLaughlin, set behind Kling. Three wide receivers to the right side of the field. Back to pass. Kling rolling to his left under pressure. Throws the ball downfield. It falls incomplete. Overthrows his intended receiver. But the clock will continue to run here because of the 48-7 score we're looking at the scoreboard. One more reminder, tomorrow night over on KTNC, Fall City Tigers, Fairbury Jeffs, here on Sunny 101.3, we'll have the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds traveling to Murray, Nebraska to take on the Conestoga Cougars. We hope you'll join us for those. Saturday afternoon on KTNC, 2:30 kickoff, Nebraska and North Dakota. Fourth down and 11. Kling sets a single setback behind him. McLaughlin calls his count, pitches to McLaughlin. He'll run to the left. He's at the 20. Inside the 20, then thrown back and dropped. And it'll be Franklin's football. They'll take over on downs first and 10 after the stop made inside the 20. Where are they going to mark it? About the 18?
About the 18. That's going to be the last play of the game.
I don't think they'll get
out.
Yeah, they won't get another play off, and that's going to be your ball game. The final score tonight, the Pawnee City Indians 48 and the Franklin Flyers 7. Hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. Don't go away. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back with a post-game show and look at the stats and a final scoring recap. That's all coming up. You've been listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
What's your money doing right now? Is it sitting there doing absolutely nothing? It's time to start putting it to work. Invest it. Make it grow for the future. Come see us, and together we'll develop an investment strategy tailored just for you. Together we grow. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gaber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
C&M Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Pawnee City. A convincing win tonight by the Pawnee City Indians as they defeat the Franklin Flyers 48-7. It's time now for our post-game scoring recap. Recapping the scoring as it was the first half, all Pawnee City. Andy Maloli scored from 1 yard out. Then he ran in from 23 yards out. That was just in the first quarter. Anthony Kling kicked both of the conversions for the two-point conversion for kicking it in six-man. Made it 16-0 after one quarter. In the second period, Jet Farwell scored from 1 yard out. Justin Pierce completed passes of 12 yards to Anthony Kling and 45 yards to Jet Farwell for touchdowns. Kling again kicked the conversions, and it was 40-0 at halftime. In the third quarter, Andy Malole picked up his third rushing touchdown of the night. This one came from 23 yards out with 5:33 to play in the third period. It capped a two-play 39-yard drive. Anthony Kling's kick once again made it 48-0 Pawnee City. Then with just 3:54 to play in the ballgame in the fourth quarter, Pete Davis completed a 25-yard pass to Caden Peterman for the touchdown. Peterman then carried in for the one-point conversion for 7 points, made our final score tonight 48-7, Pawnee City with the win over the Franklin Flyers. We'll take another break here. Be back after this two-minute timeout with some post-game stats for you coming up on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And welcome back here to Pawnee City, where the Pawnee City Indians just wrapped up their first victory of the season over the squad from Franklin tonight. Individual stats in the ball game for Pawnee City: Andy Malole, 8 carries, 96 yards, 3 touchdowns unofficially. Justin Pierce, quarterback, 3 out of 4 passes, 102 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jet Ferris, 4 rushes, 78 yards, a touchdown. He caught a 45-yard touchdown pass. And Anthony Kling, 4 carries, 23 yards, 2 catches, 57 yards, and a touchdown in the ballgame for Pawnee City. And not a lot of offense in that first half especially, and it was mostly subs the second half for the Franklin squad. So congratulations to Coach Scott Brumbaugh and the Pawnee City Indians on getting their win tonight on the Thursday night edition of the Prusay College Game of the Week.
That final score again, John?
48-7. Okay, I wrote it down here somewhere.
48-7.
Well, that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school football. For Logan Carpenter and Colin Feldkamp, our producer engineers, and for John Nixon, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Pawnee City Indians 48 and the Franklin Flyers 7. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to the Prusay College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.